For WMUK, I'm Robbie Feinberg. Earlier this month, State Representative Al Pasholka from Berrien County introduced legislation to fast-track the elimination of the Venture Michigan Fund. It's designed to invest in venture capital firms around Michigan that, in turn, help them invest in growing businesses and hopefully create jobs. Jack Ahrens remembers how venture capital looked in Michigan back in the early 2000s, and it wasn't pretty.
Michigan was always pretty much of a laggard. I mean, I've been in venture capital in Illinois and Minnesota, and now here in Michigan. And you know, Illinois and Minnesota always have had pretty vibrant venture communities. Especially Minnesota has had a very vibrant community. And while I was up in Minnesota, I think we only did one deal here in Michigan.
Ahrens, who now runs the venture capital firm T-Gap Ventures in Kalamazoo, says Michigan was basically a non-factor in the market. It was so bad that, in 2003, the state legislature took it upon itself to fix the problem. It passed a law creating the Venture Michigan Fund, designed as something of a venture capital fund for venture capital funds. The fund would loan money to different firms in the state, who would then use it, plus other money they raised, to invest in small, growing Michigan companies. The hope was to serve as kind of a seed fund, giving these companies an initial boost so they could start investing more, leading to more jobs in fields like technology and engineering.
But more importantly, in the short run, is they're creating an infrastructure within the state of Michigan in venture capital and funding of companies that didn't exist before.
That's Tom Kinnear, the chair of the board for the Venture Michigan Fund. The effectiveness of venture capital can take decades to evaluate because the firms cost a lot to start before making any money later on. So it's impossible to really judge how well the Venture Michigan Fund has spent roughly $450 million so far. But the signs are positive. A decade ago, Michigan only had 3 or 4 VC firms. Now, 23, according to the latest report from the Michigan Venture Capital Association. Again, here's Ahrens.
It's clearly had a positive impact on the economy in the state, I think. It helps move us from, more of a metal-bending, mundane business state to getting more and more into technology, because venture capitalist backs technology. And those are the types of jobs you want to create.
But State Representative Al Pasholka, who represents parts of Berrien County in the state legislature, says we shouldn't start celebrating just yet. The benefits may be good, he says, but there's simply too much risk.
Well, by nature, venture capital is simply that. It is risky by nature, and to use $600 million of hardworking Michiganders' money for venture capital is just not a role that state government should be playing, and it's not where we have a lot of expertise.
$150 million more is on track to be spent over the next few years. But Pasholka wants the risk to end now. That's why he proposed legislation earlier this month to end the program without another dollar spent. Pasholka's largest concern is how the fund is structured. Unlike most state programs, the Venture Michigan Fund isn't funded as a line item in the state budget. Instead, it's funded by debt. And if the fund doesn't make enough money back on its investments, it pays off those debts by selling vouchers on taxes. According to a recent report by the House Fiscal Agency, that could cost the state $140 million over the next 3 years alone. What Pasholka is really upset about, though, is what happens if the fund ends up succeeding and investing in a booming company. If that happens, he says, taxpayers would never see those profits.
The point is the structure that was set up by the legislature doesn't work. The tax vouchers that were turned into cash by banks, even if we had funded Twitter, let's say, that money never comes back to the general fund of Michigan. It only goes to the Michigan Venture Fund. So the taxpayers have simply granted $600 million for this endeavor. What my bill does is it cuts off the last $150. The other $450 will still be in play.
It's unclear whether Pasholka is right about this. According to the original bill, the money would end up going back to the state eventually, in the year 2054. However, there's even debate as to whether that's accurate. But for the next few decades, at least, Pasholka is right. There is good news, though. Lawmakers and public officials are already meeting to discuss what the future of the fund should look like. Again, Tom Kinnear.
What we're talking about now is making sure it's fine-tuned going forward to optimize for the taxpayers, the businesses, the venture funds in the state of Michigan.
Details are scarce, and a solution is likely still a long way off. But if it works out, the end result could be a real compromise instead of a partisan squabble. For WMUK, I'm Robbie Feinberg.